Welcome to episode 171 of the Road to 30 podcast.
Woo! That's very...
Woo, my God, Dolly here.
Isaac here.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in once again. If this is your first time, thank you for... Thank you for stopping by. We hope you enjoy the episode, and we have lots more episodes, so you can always go check those out.
170 more.
If you are stopping by once again, we thank you for giving us your time. We hope that you enjoy this episode as usual. Today we have a guest in the house.
Yes, you do.
So I guess I should give backstory, like Isaac says all the time.
Yes, the adus.
So our guest today was my senior.
Stop. Don't start like that. You make me sound old.
You're not old now. But I was going to say like by 1 year. What happened?
Nothing.
Let's continue. Oh, okay. Sorry. Our guest today is my senior by 1 year. Was my senior in Bells. You guys know I went to Bells. Yeah. So when I was like in Jess 1, she was in Jess 2. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, before I saw her this year, a few months ago, I had already, like, mentioned to Isaac, like, a while back
that
I wanted to tell her to come on the pod. She doesn't know it, but it's true.
Well,
I
even had her name. Well.
Like, I had, like, a list of people that I wanted to invite, and
like
she was on the list.
Real talk. She's bullshitting.
I'm actually not. I'm really not too. Like I was like I saw like, you know, I felt like you have a blog. Do you still write on your blog?
Yeah, but like adulthood is kicking me in the butt right now.
Uh-huh. So when you started your blog and stuff, I thought that it was entertaining. I thought it was funny.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? And I was like, okay, you know what? Like she will have like a good. It'll be nice. Like, you know, just have a nice.
I'm a vibe.
You're a vibe. Maybe. I can't lie. So you guys, please join us in welcoming. Should I say like your government name or like your nickname?
Government name, please. Let's try everybody under the bus.
Join us in welcoming Omoti.
Hey, Omoti without H, please.
Do people spell it with a H?
Yeah, and there's an Omoti that is quite controversial.
Oh, really? Was that one that had the thing that had the
Dr. Shamisi Wewe?
I have no idea what you guys are
really. You don't
about.
Know the one that had the thing and then had the thing and then there was a whole thing and then everybody had to be like, whoa.
You really don't know
the whoa, oh my
she
god.
She went for like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
figure eight
and
stuff.
Then it didn't really
and
go
then
down
the doctor
well.
Now did a bala bala.
Okay. I know what you got. Oh my days.
Yeah,
well,
one.
You guys can already see Omoti is a vibe, so
yes.
We believe that she's going to be a great addition to our episode today.
The pressure is getting worse.
I think that he hates that meme. I don't know why. I like it though, because sometimes it's necessary for the mood at certain times.
The pressure is
getting worse. So you guys should check out. We'll say it at the end, but maybe we should say it now in case anybody should dip towards the end.
Okay.
Check out Omoti's blog. I think like it's very funny.
What's it called?
It's Diary of a Happy Kid.
Yes. That's you. Oh,
that's
well, you
me.
See him.
Oh,
there
you heard
go.
About me on the street side.
On the street.
So yes, you can check that. Is that on WordPress?
Yes.
Diaryofahappykid.com or .wordpress.com.
Bro, I think it's .wordpress.com.
I think you should have that at your fingertips.
It's .wordpress.com.
.wordpress.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, Isaac, you said you wanted to ask us a question.
Yes.
Can
yes.
Can we get
yes.
into this episode?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Hi, guys. Welcome. You know, and all the formalities and shit as Dolly has done.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, it's actually not directly a question, but let me paint the scenario.
Okay.
This week, I was on the internet and I saw one of Nigeria's wealthiest people, right, who just hired a yacht and he's having something for his 60th. You guys know who I'm talking about.
I really don't.
Really?
You don't? I didn't see it on the... I wasn't really...
Okay,
Femi
Otedola.
Oh.
Yes, and then it got me thinking, right? Because, you know, a lot is going on now in this generation and people are on social media and all that and all that. Do you guys ever think of how our parents feel when they see their peers that are extremely wealthy? Has it ever crossed your mind?
how they feel.
Yeah, like I just thought about it this week. Like,
had you thought about it yesterday?
Oh my goodness, for real?
No, like for real, because so all crazy. All we do yeah. all the time is we always think, ah, this person is so rich, or this person's kid is rich. But have you ever
the
thought about
are their same
yeah.
age?
Do you know what made me think about it? So yeah. I don't know if you guys saw, but Copy posted like
the 5 million thing.
Yes, and I was just like, my daddy will not remember my birthday, and I will tell him, say, oh, sorry, happy birthday. You can't even form and say, oh, maybe I bought you a land. You just move on. But see your mates. Land. See your mates.
Oh, my dear.
Hey, I already called Andy, told Andy to go and look for $5.
Exactly.
Five
and you know, that was actually what really got me thinking, because our parents love us and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
But do you ever wonder how they feel when it's like they see their peers that are like bloody wealthy and doing things that they would also love to do? I know from our side, it's always like, oh my God, this person Copy is getting this, or this rich person is getting that. Why can't it be me? But have you ever thought about the other side? If our parents ever look at it and wish, like, I wish I could do that for my kids.
I mean, probably. It's human nature. Do you understand? It would be crazy to think that, like, nobody at their age is looking at someone who is, like, this rich.
Yeah.
And, you know, who doesn't want to be wealthy and comfortable and all of that. But I also think that, like, it'll be some of our parents are doing okay. So
no, they are.
Yeah, but
like,
so it's human nature. I think like you have to constantly check yourself to not compare yourself to other people. You understand? But they probably.
I actually also think that, I mean, even though it crosses their minds, I don't think that they're as crazy about it as we are, because they're not always on the internet.
On the internet, right? Fair.
So
fair,
they don't. Fair. They might not always see like all these things that we're seeing.
True.
But our parents are on the internet a lot.
These days, they are.
Like, I mean, my mom is on Twitter at least.
Does she sit down on Twitter? Like
sometimes, sometimes, like I don't really
and
know
who does
as
she
much
follow?
Now. Almost she follows people and people follow her.
No, like,
last
now,
I checked.
Like who
okay,
are
so she follow, she might probably follow, like, you know, okay, so she watches a lot of all these like Tinsel and stuff like that. So she might follow some people.
All these irritated girls.
Yes. She might follow like some of these pastors.
Nah. Exactly. Would they be posting on Ted?
But she might follow like them jacket. Well, maybe not, but it can stray into your tail.
You can't.
Yeah. She follows like also she's one of those people that like I think some of our parents, like, they use social media. They are one of those that actually still think that you can actually make friends through social media.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, these are my people. Oh, we enjoy this thing together. So I think, like, people that maybe enjoy the shows that she watches and usually comments. And I think she has followed quite a few people that do that. So, and some of them are young.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's just for me, it was just something to actually think about. Because a couple months back, I saw one guy that tweeted something like, oh, all of now where they talk, say your parents no get money, is your turn now. Let's see what you do for your kids. And it really had me thinking, right? Because we're always shouting, exactly. Everybody's shouting, I don't want to be a baller, I want to be a mechanic. Sorry, I don't want to be a mechanic, blah blah blah. But in a couple of years, some of our kids will look at us and be like, guy,
where were you?
In Jesus' name. God forbid, in Jesus' name, I will buy my kids' houses.
What are you talking about?
That's what we all think, but we'll see.
I'm not with you.
All right, Isaac, do you have anything else for us?
Yes, I do have a couple things. So the world has been burning this week. And it turns out that there was actually, it was actually, especially in the crypto space. So there's this company, the world's second largest crypto broker. FTX, owned by Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam who?
Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF. Basically, right, this week, crypto disappeared. Billions, at least $10 billion worth of money has disappeared because this guy was running pretty much a Ponzi scheme with crypto. So what happened was you put your crypto on the platform, you trade, whatever, whatever. But big man was just using your money to invest in other places. Yes, the story is still unfolding, but sincerely sorry to everybody that was affected.
Some people have lost their money.
Oh, shit, a shitload of people have, and I'm sincerely sorry.
See, this is
not following.
Affected.
Wait,
so is it like, sorry, is it like maybe Binance now, right?
Yes, it's the second, like, okay, so Binance is number one. FTX was number two. Then you have like crypto.com and all these other guys.
Luno.
Yeah. So pretty much imagine Luno disappearing. That's what
God
just happened.
Forbid.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Because I have,
exactly.
I have a few changes.
And I feel sorry for the crypto space, especially for CZ, the owner of Binance, because he saw like people say he's part of the problem, but not exactly. And it was just kind of sad because he tried to build the company out. But then when he saw that, bro, you people actually wasted this money, he pulled out. But yeah, sorry to all the people involved in that.
Well, I mean, like, we're just beginning to see, like, how bad, like, yeah, how bad things can happen with crypto. I don't think we've seen anything like this before.
No, we haven't. This is a crazy level of loss.
Man, that's crazy. Sorry to everybody involved.
The other thing, I'm sure you guys saw the chat boss week thing, but anyway, Black Panther
screams.
Anyway, Black Panther is out now.
Black Panther is
but
out.
I'm not going to watch it now because Nigerians are badly behaved in cinemas.
Especially when the movie just comes
out.
Yeah,
like they just be making noise.
Well, you're one of the badly behaved.
No, what? I never saw Black Panther.
The first
one. You never saw it? Mm-hmm. Why? Why not?
Because it doesn't look like something I'll enjoy.
Do you ever watch, like, any of the Marvel, like, Thor or Iron Man? You probably will enjoy Black
Panther. Because of peer pressure.
And did you like it?
I actually did like Thor.
I did like Thor. I think there's Thor too, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like five or something now.
Say God. Five.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, but I think you might probably enjoy Black Panther. Yeah. It was nice. It was interesting. I think it was just more cultural and
So
I mean, the superhero thing was there, but I think it was just more so about like the culture, the colors.
I think the thing that threw me off was the fact that everybody was going to watch, and then anybody you see say, "Oh, Wakanda!" What?
People were wearing like.
I wish people would see that it wasn't really about us. It was just a very good marketing strategy. Like,
everybody
and they cashed out.
Exactly. Literally, this was all you would see everywhere.
I'm just like, you guys look creepy.
You should see it. You should see the first one.
I would see it sometime soon. Just like I just saw Coming to America this year.
No!
Actually, I don't blame you because of when I saw the Titanic. So, honestly, I don't blame you.
You guys, I cannot be... What? Coming to America. That's a classic. But you know what? It's good you saw it recently because it's easier to like even get the gist of it as you're old.
And the reason I watched it even is because people were bashing the second part. You know, like when it came out, we were like, oh, the second part.
To see.
I'm like, oh, really?
What's the hype
So what was so great about the first part?
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Yeah. The Crown is out, you guys. The Crown season 5. Like, I've already watched a few episodes. So good as usual, acting top notch. They've changed the king, the queen, and they've changed all the actors again. They've gotten much older.
All right.
So the person playing Diana,
spot on. I've been hearing good things.
Spot on. The person playing the queen, Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Everything about it is just really good.
I've been hearing good things.
Toby, do you watch the Crown?
Sure, I want to disgrace me.
I'm so sorry.
No, I don't.
It's fine.
At least not yet.
I don't either.
Because I'm waiting for like everything to come out and.
Yeah, I just started. Then, I just started the House of the Dragon as well, or whatever it's called.
House of the Dragon. When the thing clearly states on the thing, House of the Dragon.
Right. You know, maybe I will sit down to look the.
Name. As it, you know, honestly speaking, I thought it was House. Or someone else that Black people always say. I swear, I saw House of Dragons on it.
Honestly, but it's good.
I want to watch House of Dragons, but like
it's good so far.
I want to watch it like maybe after they have like two more seasons out or something.
I'm binging the whole thing. I also watched this thing this week, which I think I really recommend this show, Gangs of London. I 100% recommend it to whoever watches TV. Absolutely good show. But yeah, the final thing I did want to say is, so I traveled this week and then I was talking with... I went to Ibadan, work stuff.
Oh.
So yeah, I used the train for the first time and I have to give it to the government, right? That train leaves on time and it's not bad at all. It's not bad at all. But the main thing was, we all need to sit down and start talking about the blood pressure you have as a Lagosian because this city is not good for us.
It's really not healthy.
And I was talking with my Uber driver in the evening and he was like that when he went to Ado Ekiti, that the moment they said, oh yeah, it's time to go back to London, he felt it in his
London.
Heart. Sorry, to Lagos. Sorry. He felt it in his heart. Like, like I can already feel the stress coming.
I know.
And
you know,
we need
to
talk about that more.
You like Lagos? You like...
So here's the thing, right? Like, I've been out of Lagos like a few times, right? In uni was outside Lagos, it was in Ibadan, and then I was in Abuja for a year, law school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I left Lagos, I'm just like, where's my Lagos? Please give me with the stress, Give me with the traffic. Give me with the people. Give me with the vibe. That's give me with the streets.
Yeah.
Give me everything. Like, I miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a mad woman in the house.
Wow. Well, maybe that's why I fit into Lagos really.
Yes, clearly.
Really well.
Clearly. No.
It's such a crazy city. I love
Lagos.
Like
Lagos is really crazy.
It's not
Lagos
healthy.
Is really crazy. I think it's just the one thing I can't really stand with Lagos is just the traffic. I think the traffic is ridiculous.
It's getting
you can walk around the traffic.
No.
You
can.
Can
you?
You can't
sure?
really, like, if you close work at a certain time, right?
You can't, too.
You can't particularly help. I mean, I try my best as much as possible.
Yeah.
If I don't have to leave to, like, you know, when I close, like, maybe
yeah,
my boss, like, leaves early, I can be able to make it home on time. And also, lately, though, I would say there are some days when I notice that there is hardly any traffic.
There's a timetable
in Lagos.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
No, but like literally, even okay. So let's say Monday, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Let's say 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m.
There has
you expect
to be traffic.
But there have been some days.
Yeah, some
when
Mondays. Yeah.
Those particular that time period.
Yeah.
No probably traffic.
Like literally, this happened maybe on Wednesday, on Thursday. And I was just like,
I mean, it's God's gift to you. So
Friday,
well,
I was driving. No, sorry, not Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. I remember driving on Friday, and I was just like, this is very strange. I was like, did they sound trumpets?
I think you are left behind.
I didn't sound trumpets. Wait, so me, I can never be left behind. Never.
That's actually funny.
I don't know, but I think the traffic is too much for me. Because
it is too much. But guess what? Like.
You
if
love
that's
it.
The price I have to pay. I mean, I live on the mainland and I work on the island. I work in 9 to 5. I'm always in the traffic.
But like you love that's, it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just used to it. Since I started working, I've always been working on the island.
Suffering
and I stay
smiling.
All the way in, like, Ikeja-ish. So, yeah, just kind of
being smiling.
Exactly. I think I'm just used to, like, spending, like, 6 hours in traffic every day.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, when I was complaining to my people, they didn't believe it. But I was like, bro.
No, I once spent 8 hours in traffic.
In a day.
Well,
yeah, in a day.
In this Lagos, it's not
impossible.
In December.
I have spent that long, but it was around that entire time. That I spent like a considerable. I think I spent like over 10 hours in traffic that time.
That's
wow.
a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Isaac, any other things that I can?
No.
Oh,
we have a
to
lot
say,
to
takeoff
read.
Takeoff was late to rest yesterday.
Yeah.
He continued to rest.
I had a very dark joke in my head just now, but
guy, I had so
it.
Many when
no,
we actually spoke
no,
about
you guys,
this,
do it.
But
no,
I can't.
No,
like, I have
I
to give
it
like 3-4 months.
No,
then we now crack those kind
yes,
of jokes.
Maybe, and even then it's a bit too soon, but maybe.
No, not really.
All I have right. a very weird.
I'm here for it.
Mindset
okay.
about people's reactions after like people die.
Oh,
okay.
I'm here for it.
But I don't know if I should go into it. Because
please, this is a safe space.
Oh Lord. Isaac,
please, I'm here for it. Please go on. What is it?
I think that sometimes.
Wait, sorry. Just push the mic closer. I want to catch every.
Oh
every
Lord, time. Isaac.
I think that sometimes.
Yes.
People get like people who aren't exactly related or closely related to like somebody who dies.
Okay.
They're just being overly dramatic.
Oh.
With their expressions.
Oh, is that? Oh yeah, of course. No.
I mean.
They are wailing.
Not people just
really
wailing. You're
them.
Acting like you love the person more than the people that actually love them.
Well.
I mean, I understand that perspective.
Well.
Why are you being so sensitive to somebody else's death? You don't even know them. If they even, I don't. You don't
no, but you know,
know
that's the thing about being popular, and it's what in a way gets not to be political, but it's what makes people forgive our politicians when they do dumb shit and get caught because it's like oh. You embezzled money, people died, but it doesn't matter because you're rich, so we'll just celebrate you, that kind of thing. But when a rich person dies, it's like, oh my God, you know, this person that we all sort of know is dead. But
yeah, I mean, it's okay to have that.
Yeah.
It's okay to have that. It's sad, you know, like this person is dead.
Yeah, but it's just extra.
But then when you're now like, just like...
I think sometimes when certain people die, like I think like we take off now, for instance, I think sometimes it's so unexpected that like there is almost like a confrontation with the frailty of life. Do you understand? Like there is a... You wake up every day, you go about your day, like it's all good. Like, in your mind, mm-hmm. you're getting home that night. Do you mm-hmm. understand? You are sleeping in your bed that night. You're seeing your loved ones tomorrow. And I think sometimes when things like this happen, it can be so jarring. Like, then it's almost like a lot of times one is reminded that almost it's true, tomorrow is really not promised. Well, and I think that that was, I think what, at least that's what I felt like was a general...
With Takeoff?
Consensus. Oh. Especially because Takeoff's own happened, then we now heard of... Okay, no, I think if I even...
Then we now
heard of Takeoff. I think it was just so much all at once. It's almost just like, if those two... could go like that, then anybody could die. And obviously we know this, that anybody could die. I mean, but I think it's always a reminder.
It would be weird if you don't have that, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
My problem is when you start maybe even judging people who were even closer to the people who died.
For not reacting a certain way.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
get off. Like, you're not even that sad.
Yeah. I saw some people like saying, which I thought was ridiculous. I saw someone say that, there is a video I was watching on YouTube, and it was one of these, blog YouTube, but like they talk about what's going on in pop culture. Mm-hmm. And they were saying how, Cardi B hasn't said anything, that when PNB Rock, that guy that died at the
Brussels,
that she said it, she said something, but how come she's not saying it? And I was just like, are you really serious? I mean, they are probably prepared making funeral arrangements.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you really think she's going to be on the internet? It's like, I thought that it was crazy, and I thought that it was really judgmental. I couldn't even finish the video because I felt like kind of sick that like you could think that. Like, of course, what else do you want her to come on the if she even came on Instagram, you probably still judge her.
Of course, now somebody was saying, is it not too early to be while you're on Instagram live?
I think it's disgusting when you try to like.
No, I agree. I agree.
To tell somebody
how's grieving. When you police.
I don't think there's no right or wrong way to act when you're grieving.
No, there isn't.
Do you understand? So when you sit in your house and you haven't lost anybody, you're just in love with the idea of the person who died.
And then
you're trying to judge somebody who actually knew them. It's disgusting.
Fair point. Solid point.
But anyway. May he rest in peace.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, so let's read what we've gotten from you guys, right?
Apparently.
Uh-huh.
It's about money, guys. So it turns out that people really have strong opinions about sharing your salary gist. Yeah. But yeah, more on that later.
I don't know, should I read this email now?
Yeah, you can. Go on. We have like a couple to read.
Okay.
So.
Or should I read it when we're about to start the episode? This particular one about the last...
Let me
hold off on that. I'll use that to kind of start off our topic today, okay?
Okay.
We have something similar. But let me read what other people said. So someone said, "Hi, Dolly and Isaac. I have been thinking on how we can push the podcast to different demographics." Thinking about our marketing. Huh?
Oh, I missed this. Who was this?
I don't know, but it's a... It's
okay,
a
yeah, go on.
She says, "I'm listening from Ghana, and I want to know
international. We're going global, baby.
Is it ignorant if I say chale?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. And I got to.
I am so sorry.
I
don't mind
even Ghanaian. You see yourself.
Yeah, but you know, chale.
Oh God.
Anyway, I got to know through a collaboration with the Africa Lipso podcast, and I also got to know about So Nigerian podcast through Road to 30 Pod.
Hey,
so I humbly suggest you guys should do more collaboration with other podcasts. Thank you guys for always being here. I mean, we've actually done quite a few.
More than
people typically do, I think. We've done.
Don't worry, more is coming.
We've done with So Nigerian, we've done with Africa Lipso, we did with TMT of Submarine and the Roach.
Yeah.
We did with Spectrum Podcast.
Yes.
Who else again?
Oh, we've done a few more.
We did with Emmanuel from Cast Prefix. So we have a few.
We'll do more. Don't worry. But you know, let me be that guy. In the podcasting space, right, in Nigeria, there's still the... You know what? Let's not do that. Okay. But yes, we'll do more. We'll do more.
Don't come for nobody.
No, I'm not coming for anybody. There's just the, you know, perceived value and all those kind of things that people... Anyway, let's move past that.
Okay, perceived value. All right. So, next one. Hello. Okay. Hey, guys. Hope you all are good. So, since the Welcome Back episode, good. after the break. Something Isaac said about the limitations of being in Nigeria and how his friends in Canada are doing mortgages to get houses stuck with me.
I've been saying shit too.
I look at my mates in Nigeria and none of them can afford to buy a house because it's expensive.
Oh.
The real estate bubble in Nigeria needs to be busted. I have a nonchalant attitude towards money, so I guess this is based off our last episode. And I think it comes down to my personality. I always give, and money is part of it. Like, I've been working for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Aside life coming at me, I don't have savings. Sometimes I'm on zeros. It gets to some extent that it is when it is returned that I even remember that I gave it out before.
Oh.
I've been told that it is not good.
No, of course not.
Givers done the thumb beggars. We lived an above average life and went to the best schools in the city. We always got things we wanted, so it was natural to think the reserves were deep. We aren't rich, but we're very okay. I don't save, and the main reason is because I don't have money. I speak not only for myself that my expenditure is more than my income, and I do not do anything extravagant. And my current income, I live below my means. I don't have black tax. I'm the first child, but I just have to take care of my siblings. I don't stay with my folks, and I have to foot the daily bills. What is frustrating is the 3K here, 2K there, 5K there to sort things at home, which doesn't look like a bulk amount at first. But that's where the money goes.
Okay.
I talk to my friends about money, but again, it's contextual because you don't have daily recurring bills, but I do. You'll be looking at me that I'm carefree with money. Meanwhile, my head is underwater, but I'm breathing fast. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What's his name? John Legend.
God, I beg. I want to be a baller.
I love it.
My money situation pains me, but health and I have accepted my reality.
Okay.
One painful thing is that we are now the uncles and aunts that need to give young ones money.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac, quick one. Did your dad money talks have an effect in you?
Is this you?
No, he's asking.
Oh.
Did your dad money talks, like the money talks your dad had with you, have an effect in you pursuing a career in finance?
Why do you people think I have a career in finance?
I think it's because you're always talking about
it. I don't have a career in finance, so.
He doesn't.
Contrary to popular belief.
But he just talks about money.
Yeah, I also, actually, I did have a short career in finance, but I realized it wasn't for me. Because I do like money, I do like making money, but I don't like handling other people's money. That's somebody else's job. But yeah, my dad's, it just helped me to be more, what's the word, financially literate, really. But it didn't, I don't have a career in finance. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I have something to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that as important as it is to save, you should only save your extras. Like,
yes.
If you're not earning, some people are not earning enough to even save.
Precisely.
You know? So if you're not earning enough to save
yet,
don't beat yourself up. Like, I mean, thankfully you're not sick, I'm hoping. You have a roof over your head. If you're able to survive on what you have, I don't think that you're doing a horrible job by not having enough to save.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is me assuming believing that you're actually making just enough to live.
Well done. If you
have more than that, then you should definitely
save
something for a rainy day.
Yeah.
But if you're not making enough to save, then don't beat yourself up. You still have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah. I think so.
You know, it's like very hard sometimes to talk about saving in Nigeria because salary is not that much, right?
Mm.
Like what our mates are earning in Western countries.
Hey.
Doing this exact same job is significantly more.
Yeah.
And even though cost of living is a bit higher, at least you can still afford to, even if it's to put
$100 or $30
aside, I feel like it is even a bit more possible than it is here. So it's even hard to say, save when someone is earning maybe 50,000 naira. But Omati said, don't beat yourself up. I know that I've gained a little bit from, saving a bit. Especially this week now, for instance, my car decided to have issues. Yes, my car decided to car.
Yeah.
And normally, when stuff like that happened, I would start to panic because I'm like, why am I supposed to get the money?
Where's the money coming from?
Right. But I didn't panic this time around.
Yeah.
Because I had the emergency. available.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, like, management has forced me
to learn how to save.
Yes, because he holds me accountable.
Okay. Right?
So, in a way, that was, in fact, I was so grateful that I had those, that savings, like, available to be able to do something with it. So, like, I don't know.
The thing is.
Yeah. It's still hard. It's still hard. I know it's hard.
See, just understand that money is about how much you keep, and how much you keep is affected by how much comes in. It's just that simple.
Exactly.
If you are earning 100K, forget it. Like, not like forget it, but look at your lifestyle cost. Look at what you're actually spending. If it doesn't add up, don't stress. There's no point of saying that, oh, I'm going to go hungry to save. If I remember saying this years ago on the podcast, where people would do things like eating Indomie throughout the month just to save. I'm like, why?
I would say though, the one thing I would say though, he mentioned that he gives our money a lot without he doesn't necessarily keep track of it.
He probably should keep track of it.
And it's lovely to be generous. I think like generous people are amazing, actually. But I also think that like especially with the things that you have.
Really, no, I don't think
I love generous people. I love generous people because I sometimes when I see like just giving, I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
I believe that you have to, and this is controversial, but I believe you have to be comfortable before you start being generous.
No, you don't have to have a lot.
Remember, I said comfortable. Like you don't have to have excess or anything.
No, I mean you can just give something here and there. But like anyway, what I'm even trying to say is that I just think that. I don't know if this might be the same person that I continue. But anyway, what I just think that try and keep track of where those small money is going.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, that
might be more helpful.
Yeah.
And might actually like create like a little bit more that you can just put to the side for emergency. So this person might have continued on because he says continuation.
Yeah.
Two things Nigerians don't like talking about is money and sex. Now we spend pass and now we fuck pass.
I'm sick.
People just throw the word friend around. Another reason we don't like telling ourselves is to avoid billing. Okay, so that's another reason. I guess this is his of why people don't tell their friends.
Yeah.
Using Dolly's example, you say you want to do things with your friends and one person can't afford it. The other friends step up. E.g., you want to go out and maybe tickets are like 20K each and a friend can afford it. We should ask the friend how much he can afford from the 20K and his other friends with higher income should supplement. I believe it should be left to your friend to decline or not.
Well,
so what he what
I think I agree with what he's saying actually,
like rather than just ask what can you afford,
if you can't afford it, if we're all guys you should be okay with us putting money together, but then it's up to you to decide whether or not. But I think because I might be a little bit idealistic, but when you have friends I don't think there should be any reason to feel ego. I don't think there should be any need for it.
I think I have been idealistic.
I guess so, but within friends, I don't think you should be afraid to say, you guys, I can't do this, cover me. Or your friends should be even able to say, oh, can you do this? We'll cover you. I don't think there should be any shame in that. But I guess maybe that's just me, Sha. In the friends, I don't have that problem.
Before we even get into this topic fully, because we're entering it. Let me just read this last email that was sent about sharing your salary status with your friends or your income with your friends. So this is what someone responded. He said, hi, Dolly and Isaac. I hope you and yours are well. Thanks for putting out the pod a little early. It's interesting how reflexive our behaviors are affected by mediated patterns. So I do my laundry every Sunday around 9 a.m., typically around when the pod has historically dropped.
Okay.
But since the pod started dropping late, I have been unintentionally doing my laundry late or not even doing it that week at all.
Road to 30, helping with laundry.
Anyway, so about everything money, which was the discourse of episode 170, two things. First, I agree with Isaac that we should be open about money, but I agree with Dolly more. A bit of a backstory to why I'm saying that. So I negotiated a new salary increment 2 weeks ago. By the way, people should do this more.
Can you put the laptop in front of you so you like read into the mic?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I negotiated a new salary increment 2 weeks ago. By the way, people should do this more. I used to think it was impossible. I negotiated it because of how much work I put in last year. It was clear all year long that I was trying to prove a point. Anyways, after much skepticism, I told my best friend who joined the company last year about the raise. I'm kind of regretting it already. I'm kind of already regretting telling him because I can see that he's making plans to do, to go do just that. There's probably anything HR hates more than that. They hate when someone comes to them to ask for a raise because their friend or colleague got one. For me, I was only sharing with my buddy to know that it is possible. So overall, Dolly is right in her words. People have been burnt. Ore, being kind is overrated, Jerry. I've been burnt, but I can't learn because it is second nature. So, in just piggybacking with what he said, right, I think this is one of those nuances. Do you understand? Like, I agree. When Isaac said last week about sharing your salary status with your friends, I get that. You understand? And I even said that, like, some of my friends know how much I earn, right? It's not really a, like, a big deal to me, right, to share, right? If you like, judge me. If you like, no, I don't really care. Right.
Yeah.
But I also understand why people might not necessarily want to always be open about it.
Yeah.
First of all, because of the fact that money on its own, that topic of money is not usually the most, it's not, people are not very open with it. It, I think it's apparently a vulnerable, it's a vulnerable thing.
I think it's
right. And also, like, I feel like because of that, that's all now something that has to do with it. Then there are all these other extra nuances that I think can be part of it. Like, this person now, from what I got from his email, I don't feel like he didn't want a situation whereby his friend would go and ask, but I think because of how quick it was almost just like,
I asked this
today, tomorrow you are going to go and ask, and it can be, you know,
but like, why won't he just have a conversation with his friend about it?
Oh, about,
he might about not, like, the time. No,
about the timing.
Yes, like, okay, so I get it. You also want a raise.
But relax, have you?
But maybe as give you some time. Share your... Because I don't think that it's a big deal.
Really. I honestly don't too.
I also think that the reason a lot of people hold back on, like, talking about their monies or, like, how much they earn is because a lot of people tie their self-esteem to how much they
have. Thank you. I was going to say that.
So if, if my friend, in quotes, thinks that I don't have enough, they will start looking at me funny. But if somebody is your friend, your actual friend, not like a casual friend or just somebody you know, I don't see any reason to hide who you are from
you
your
know,
friend.
Just buttressing your point as
Can I just quickly read what other people said? Okay. So someone said, would you share a salary status with your friend? Someone said, yes, to be honest, if you judge me, if you judge me by it, that one is your concern, right? Yes, I agree with that sentiment. Fair. Someone said, no, they don't need that information. I can give them an estimate if they are curious.
Okay.
Someone said, close friends, yeah, they are close for a reason, at least for me. If I consider you close, I can tell you. Someone said, no. Just no.
No.
Another person, no. Another person said, yes. Someone said, my close friends, no. Someone said, yep, yeah. And I think someone said, if you ask me or it comes up, I'll tell you. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is the general consensus.
Okay, you see, a couple things, actually. One, I forgot that this... Sorry, guys. We're going to double back now, five steps. So, November is actually National Impotency Month.
National what?
Impotency Month.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah, and...
There's something for everybody.
Yes, but this is very important. Well, and
Isaac went to go and check his fertility.
Yes, I did.
A few months ago.
Yeah, because I was really worried about that.
Are you fertile?
Yes, I am, actually. Gracefully, at least for now. It's also Raising Bread Month.
Raising Bread.
Yeah, Raising Bread. Raising Bread. Yeah. And then my AP for the week is actually... The year is coming to an end, guys. Make that big call this week. I don't know what that call is. But that thing that you've been pushing off, just do it this week, okay? What's that happen is that it doesn't work. Yes. Okay, now, going back to money.
Yes.
Let me say it this way, right? Because people tend to tie their self-worth to money, I find that it is when people are not earning what they believe is a lot that these conversations around not telling people and telling people starts to become an issue, especially with friends. Because you already look at it and you feel like, this thing I'm earning, if people hear, they will look down on me.
Yeah.
But if you look at people who are actually, like, say, in a position where we pretty much already know how much they are making and it's a lot, there's usually no issue.
I actually kind of disagree.
There's usually no issue.
Like, I feel like some people too, because we're only talking about this from the point of view of someone not having a lot. But
no,
I'm
talking about from both points. Like, people
the people who do have a lot, yes, they might share with their close friends. But I also think that, like, if let's say you are the biggest earner in your group. And okay, let me put it like this. If like there are some times when people, and it's not intentional.
Yeah.
But if some of your friends know, and again, it's not intentional. It might not even be like you're trying to be that way.
Yeah.
But if some of your friends know that you're earning a certain amount of money, then all of a sudden, without even, then some taking advantage sometimes can come in. Now, this is not with everybody. But what I'm saying is that money is such a...
Delicate thing. Yeah, but not with friends.
Even with friends. Isaac, and the reason why I'm even saying this is because a lot of times when people get burnt by these kind of things, you won't get burnt by someone who is not your friend or someone who is not close to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But you know, we
shouldn't... You only get burnt... But people do that.
No, I get, but we shouldn't then make the... We shouldn't then decide based on the fact that some people have been burnt. What I'm trying to say is, like, within your friendship group, you should be in, like, you guys should be comfortable enough to say, bro, I'm on 65k a year. Bro, I'm on 40k a year. Bro, I'm on 50k a year.
But because one person,
but because one person in the past might have said that, oh, you're on 65, and because of that, he's trying to bill you every time, it doesn't change the fact that within friends, you should still be able to have that conversation. And that's where I'm coming from, because it's like, how can I say you're my guy and then we're going somewhere and I can't afford it, but I'm going with you because...
No, but like, I feel like, but usually I even feel like if you're close to someone, without them even telling you, I feel like you can pretty much gauge how much they are.
No chance.
If you're close to someone,
let me tell you, when I was in the trenches, some of us look like we are richer than we really are.
That is very true.
Let me tell you something.
That is very true.
If you don't know that I'm in the trench, if I don't tell you, in fact, I can even tell you I'm in the trench and you say they lie.
Mm. But like, it doesn't, it doesn't have anything to do with like your, like how you get.
So how will you gauge it?
Like for instance, like if you guys are close together and you guys like typically like maybe move together, go from place to place together, you can be able to detect like based off of, maybe someone might say you want to go for a concert that they are collecting 20k for tickets.
Yeah.
And someone is like, or maybe it's even like a random thing. You can say, let's go to this place, this restaurant that is clearly expensive.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And your friend will just be like, I beg. Those funds are not available.
That does not say that I'm earning 40k.
Let me speak from experience. Well, the more I earn, the less I actually spend. So like my lifestyle actually cuts down the more I earn. So anybody who probably knew me a couple years ago would probably think I was making more. Like that now or something.
But you're weird though.
No, but see, that's the thing. It's because, for me, from a personal level, right, the more money I've made, the more I've seen how difficult it is to make money, and I start to value money more. And then the things I spend money on now are less extravagant. I don't know how to explain it. So that's why I was talking about a Jaye budget, for instance. Now, those are things that I prioritize now. Before, it was like, let's go clubbing, let's go and eat here, let's do this, let's do that. But when you start to work harder and make more, it's almost like, bro, we need to start shifting our priorities. We need to start keeping
that's
more.
You.
But I guess that's probably just me.
I mean, at the end of the day, Sha, like, I don't know. I kind of get both points of view.
I think you should.
I don't think I'm even being idealistic. I feel like I'm being realistic in the sense that, like, sometimes, like, people might not necessarily always want to share that sort of information because, again, it's a very vulnerable place.
It's not that deep.
That's what you think. But like you said, like people's self-esteem can be tied
to
like
how much they earn. With your guys.
And people's perception too can be tied to how much you earn. People don't even know. And I even gave you a good example recently, right? I gave you a good example last week. And that is exactly... I can't talk about what the good example is. But... Well, that is the point I was trying to make.
No,
sometimes people don't necessarily like intend to
take
be certain ways with your money or even assume a certain perception of you. But sometimes, and maybe the reason why someone who might have gone through something like that might not necessarily want to share with maybe a new set of friends, that a new set of close friends, might not necessarily be because they don't trust them or whatever. It might just be because they just don't want that kind of money talk. People just...
But you
money
know that, you know that you don't like... it's not like, okay, I meet you today, we become friends today, we start talking about money today.
No, absolutely not. I'm not talking about like that's like...
I'm talking about you and I have been through
we've
it
been,
together.
Exactly.
Like, you were there when I was like, writing my CV.
We've been through a lot already. Like, you probably already know me inside out already. Like, why am I now hiding? I mean, it's okay if we never talk about it, like, it has never come up.
Yeah.
But, like, some of these things come up, like, if we're guys, then we're probably hanging out, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so, then I should be able to tell you, like, Oga, I can't do this thing. My money is not... It's not adding up. Yeah. It's not balancing.
Exactly. And I think you should be good with that with your friends.
Yeah. I feel like our parents might not do that though.
Actually, I disagree.
You think that our parents should how much end with their friends?
In fact, last week I was having a conversation with my dad about it.
Really?
Because I really, even at work.
No, like with you, like, or with his friends. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to think about
Like, our parents shared it with their friends. Trust me, all our parents did. Yes. And my dad even made me realize that there's a lot financially that their peers were able to achieve because they were all honest about how much they were earning. Because
I'm thinking about it now. I have this friend who who's friends with, like, you know, he's a bit older.
Yeah.
And I know, like, his circle of friends because I'm just always hanging out. That sounds weird, but...
It's not like a groupie. Well, yes. Okay.
But, like, they're in their 50s. And sometimes when I sit in that gathering with them, they're, like, always talking about, like, how much they made from a deal, how much they want to make from a deal.
Exactly.
If you have this connect that can help them to make this amount.
No, but that... I feel like that's a little different than, like, exactly, like...
No. Because at the end of the day, you're, like...
It's the same.
At the end of the day, they already... Like, if you sit down there every week and you can estimate how much a person has or can have because you know about the deal this person is doing. You know how this person got to make this deal. You know, like, you basically know all the deals they are doing. So if you sit down and you do the maths, like, 20 naira here, 20 naira there, person has 40 naira. Like, I don't think
I agree. You know, the other thing is this, right? When you have a group of people who are genuinely friends, it helps when there's transparency in terms of money because it helps you to also know whether you're being shortchanged or whether somebody is overpaying you, right?
I agree.
Like, if I'm, like, now, all the guys who, you know, the guys who were on the episode when I traveled, right? All of us know pretty much what we're earning, and it helps us to move a step more in our career because it's like, okay, bro, I'm on this right now. This is what my JD is. What is your JD? Oh, this is what my JD is. This is what they're paying me. And then from there, you can sort of gauge that, okay, if I add what you're doing or if you add what I'm doing, then we should be able to negotiate for this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Even at work, I was saying it that it's a capitalist win and actually it almost became an issue. But anyway, I was saying that it's a capitalist win when we are all doing the same thing and nobody knows how much we're earning. So now we're all coming to this office, we're all acting like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But you don't know that the person next to you doing less is probably making more. And who is benefiting? The company, not you.
Yeah.
And that's even just colleagues, let alone your guys, the people that you are... Like, you're intimate with, like, oh, we're going clubbing together. Oh, we're going to pick a babe together. Or, oh, we're going to eat. We're going to do all that. Yeah. How can't you know that your guy is on 100K? Like, look at it from two sides. On one side, it's like, oh, if I'm earning 5M a month and my guy is earning 100K a month and I don't know, subconsciously, I'm pulling him into a lifestyle he can't afford.
Yeah.
Right? And how can't you know that? Then on the other side, it's like, oh, I'm earning 100K, my guy is earning 5M, but let me just try and keep up with him. But you don't actually understand the difference in expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you have those kind of things, that is actually where resentment starts to come in. Because it's like, bro, we can't be going to Quilux every day and burning 100K. My salary in a month is 300. But I don't know that your own salary in a month is 10M. Do you get?
Yeah.
And then now I'm dragging you into something.
I understand.
You have to.
I mean, I get it. Like, you know, like I said, like, personally, I don't have any issue, like, sharing my how much I earn. It's not really that serious to me. But I think
a
part of me
guys,
is still kind of like
your guys, not just
they're my guys. I don't have any problem like sharing it with them.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But I think I also still kind of get why some people might choose not to.
I feel it's wrong.
Sometimes it's based on experience. You know, a lot of times, like, there are so many, like, other, like, nuances to all of this that we might not always be thinking about. And for some people, especially we spoke about, like, growing up with, you know, our experiences with money and how we grew up understanding it. You know, you can grow up in a certain household where those kinds of things are never discussed. Do you understand? You can talk to your mommy. Ah, how much is mommy? Like, I know that for one, when I was growing up, I knew that my mom was earning money, but I had no idea how much she was earning, and she would never tell us. Even if you try to, like, say, ah, mommy, how much? She won't even give you an estimate. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the only way I was even able to kind of have a guess of how much was earning was when I saw, like, maybe
actually,
important documents. Same thing with Popsy too. He won't say how much he was earning. Yeah. Do you understand? And so for quick some word people on in this some household, though. Yeah, go on.
Quick word on this just before you land, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with my dad, you know, when the whole Ponzi scheme thing happened that I lost money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that one thing that he really wished he did was being more open about his earnings then. Because what happened was everybody always looked and said, ah, daddy had money.
Mm-hmm.
So subconsciously, we were all living a life that was like, it doesn't matter, my dad will fund it.
Right. Right?
In fact, there were even so many times in uni that I'd be like my friends would be like, you, are you good? I'm like, nah, it's fine. Like, don't worry.
There's money available.
I say bank of mommy and daddy. That's why I used to, that was the joke I used to crack. But then, now, like when I was having a conversation with my dad, he was like, if he had been more honest, maybe would have seen that, bro, it's not like this money is just flowing through a tap. Mm. It is because I am doing this, and this. And most importantly, because I am sacrificing all this so you can. So I think just off of what you're saying, I think just as a lesson to all of us, maybe we should be more transparent with our earnings with our kids when that time comes.
That one is even a different.
Because next thing you know, you're earning 500K and your son is balling out on 50K every week thinking that the money will be there
come
forever.
Back to daddy.
So, yeah.
Well, so yeah, so like I feel like because of how people have people's experiences and what they've grown up knowing, especially or understanding about money, that can also affect why they might share. And they might not look at it as, oh, like I'm being like, I'm sharing something. Some people think there are certain things that people take as mostly personal, as opposed to something I can discuss with other people. So to them, it might not even be like, oh, I'm trying to hide. It might just mostly be like, that kind of thing should not be discussed with other people.
But yeah, you know what is funny? Before I even say what is funny, actually, I hold that thought. What was your relationship with money like growing up? Just to better understand.
I don't know. Did I have a relationship with money?
How did you see money?
Money comes... Okay. I think, funny enough, I think I started saving when I was like 6.
Wow. Why? Did your parents like talk to you about it? Like,
no, I don't remember ever having a money conversation with my parents, even at that age. But I think I don't even know why, but thinking about it now, maybe it was because I didn't really have need for the money. Because I know at the time I had uncles that used to come and borrow money from
me.
I remember one uncle specifically. I don't even know whether to call him out, because till today he had not given me that money. At the time, he borrowed like 6k from me.
I think I was like seven.
I used to hide it I used to hide it under my like my clothes in my wardrobe. So like every time somebody comes, I'll take this for biscuits or whatever.
I never needed
to buy biscuits, because if I wanted biscuits, mommy would buy me biscuits, daddy would buy me biscuits.
Yeah.
Or like whatever I needed the money for was already available. So I would just keep it, you know? So yeah, I think so somehow in my head, and I liked that I was that resourceful, you know, that when mommy needs change, she can just
ask me, I need
100 naira there. And then she will give me 200 naira. You know, if I borrow her, maybe 200, she'll give me 500. Nice. So I liked...
I liked that. At least she used to give you back.
I'm telling you, we used to have interest.
I think that also encouraged my saving culture. Right. Because I knew that, I just knew that it was profitable than not having at all, you know?
Okay.
Interesting. So, can we move on to like...
I was actually going to say, the funny thought I had was when you were talking about things that we feel might be deep to share and all that.
Yeah.
I was going to say this, and I'm being very honest here. I find it easier sharing my money stories with my friends than my body count.
Screams.
Dead serious. Dead serious.
Actually, it's
something that has come up before. Like, when we were having conversations around, you know, just being more open and vulnerable with each other and stuff like that. And I was more comfortable talking about the money side and all those things than body count. But yeah, going... at the time, because we were just getting into that intimate friendship.
Will you share it now?
Now they know. But it's just that it was easier to tell money than...
Wait, you can count?
I could. Now we just use numbers.
Will you share your body count with your friends?
Why not?
As far as we can remember, right?
Right? Like, I mean, as the boy is coming, they probably already know. Like,
You know what?
Yeah, so
it doesn't really come up in conversation with my friends. I think it has probably only come up with one of my friends before. And I think I mentioned it. or something. But it's not. It has. It's not. It's not.
It doesn't
a,
come up that much.
Yeah, right? I don't think I will ask either. Actually,
no. As we get older, we don't know. Ask.
You know. You know what is funny?
Yeah.
Mm. It's funny that you would rather share money than share body count because these days, I don't know if celebrated is the word, but like
or high body count.
Yeah, like you know, like people now talk about sex anyhow. Like you know,
it's
not hidden anymore. So it's funny that you would
actually. Well, you know, you say that right, but people don't actually get into the details of the numbers. We're very open about being like,
I went with this person and I was with this person, but not
when
actual...
they actually settle down and say, okay, so in blah blah blah, how blah 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 has it been? Nobody is actually that comfortable just. We've still not passed that barrier as society.
I don't agree.
Well, I think so. I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
I don't agree because people are like, these days, people are like, oh, the more the merrier. You know?
I mean, that is true, but still.
Especially for guys, like if it was a babe, I would understand that you're trying to, you know.
Yeah. But guys, I don't know.
For guys, people.
It's
you
an
people
intimate
do,
conversation.
You people do biggest hunter or whatever it is you're doing.
Biggest gatherer.
Biggest fisherman, you know, who can do point and kill the most. People like all kind of things.
I think maybe that must have been earlier on in life. Now it doesn't come up. Now it doesn't
like,
come up.
Yeah, like, I don't think I need to know.
I mean, why would you even ask? I question the kind of friends that you have.
No, remember, I didn't say we're asking. I'm just saying, like, when we're building the honesty with the
friendship. Why is it the honest thing, body counts? Why are you not honest?
Everything comes in now, from money to how you grew up to traumas to sex to all those kind of things. They come at different times.
I don't think it comes up. It doesn't really come up in conversation.
Not anymore. I think that now also, and again, this is a thought I had.
I would say, I would agree with you when you say not anymore. I would say that probably like when I was younger, maybe 18, 19, 20, maybe 21.
Actually, it was an interesting topic.
No,
I think it was more interesting.
Then.
Not interesting, not like an interesting topic, but more so because they are just kind of like, maybe you are open to this new world of... It's just when you're gisting with your friends, it's just something to say, I've only been with this person, or I've only been with that person.
You know another reason why?
That now,
Yeah, you know another reason why I think it's also changing?
Mm.
The foundations of friendships now are very different. And I might be wrong in saying this, but I think a lot of people are no longer... Like, the age we are now is no longer the age of building friendships from the start. Like, most of us already have our close friends now. And then other people that we meet now are just more of acquaintances and guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people who we actually genuinely call friends. And again, I might be wrong, but in my experience, these days, it's more like the people I meet are just, hey, hi, colleagues, whatever. But the people who we would say we are genuinely guys and intimate and closest, people I've known from back then.
I don't agree.
I think it's harder now to make friends.
It's harder, but
but you can still make, like,
I don't see it anymore.
Two or three of my closest friends.
Yeah.
Right now, I met them like 2 years ago.
I
like
think,
my closest friends, like she hits the roof.
You can't call them.
I mean, I say that, and then there was Alex that only just went.
Well,
like,
there you go. Exactly. That's the only one. Yeah, but it's harder. You won't be making friends as easily, but you can definitely still meet someone, like, even in your 30s, that will be your lifelong friend.
Yeah, I guess so. But the foundations.
But
will be
I understand what
though.
You where you are coming from with that. But another thing. Okay, so. One thing that I don't really share as much, or I limit my sharing, I guess, is so before when I used to like be in like
in the world,
my other relationships other relationships, stroke situationships. I used to
spoken like a true Lagos babe.
She was on the screen.
Maybe I can tell my friends when something is going on. And when I mean something, I don't mean like anything seriously deep, like, oh, someone is hitting me or someone is
physically abusive.
Yeah, like nothing.
Like
I'm not talking about that kind of
deep because I feel
like in that instance, I feel like one should not keep it to themselves.
For
that particular one. But I mean like maybe arguments you have here and there.
Or maybe
certain issues.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore, right? I don't really talk to my friends about like my closest friends. Oh, I don't really have like conversations about certain arguments that we might have had. Reason being,
I actually think you shouldn't.
Yeah,
they will hold grudges.
Yeah, yeah. Reason being that once you are forgiving your partner, your friends have not.
Exactly.
Do you know? Like some of the guys I had previously been involved with, and I mean, they obviously messed up, and like things just ended. And maybe I now like just let it go, and we're just cordial. My friends will never. Why are you still talking to that bastard?
There you go.
Actually,
why are you not angry? Like there was this person who like he tried to do me dirty, and I mean I couldn't really be bothered, so I just like exited, and we're still like cordial, acquainted, you know. My friends would just randomly wake up one day and tweet at him.
Wow.
And then he would take a screenshot and send, "Is this one of your friends?" I'm like,
"Oh my days."
Wow.
Random.
Wow.
Like, he can tweet something, you know, maybe there's drama on Twitter, maybe somebody messed up, and maybe he has an opinion on how the guy is a bitch. My friends will enter that tweet and say, "You want to talk?"
Wow.
Or they would just put clown emoji. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
This is that's bullshit, man.
Yeah. So this is why I don't share the intricacies of my relationship, like, because especially because like again sometimes like certain things might not even be, it might be deep in the moment when you experience it, but then after maybe you guys even now talk through it, man, just now realize that it wasn't that deep. Maybe there was a misunderstanding. Else. Maybe there was a whatever. Yeah. And then you've already told your friend, and then and your friend is but you know, so mad.
Somehow it can be. Sorry, I caught you.
No, it's right. I saw somewhere where they said, like, isn't it madness when you're holding grudges on behalf of someone else?
But you know, you can't help it because you know, when you love someone.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like you should hold grudges for someone else, but a lot of times, like, when you know, like, your friend is maybe experiencing certain things in their relationship. When you care for someone and you love them, you don't want them to be in that situation. So like it's natural, I think, want to almost like it's on sight, like you don't want to see that.
As much as I was like, I mean, I like that my friends go all out for me and everything, even when I'm like, you guys chill. But then I realize that I'm also that person for my friends. So when they have an issue with a guy,
and they get back.
I mean, even recently, I did it. Like, quite recently, this guy had messed my friend up. He had messed up so bad. Like, now they're broken up, thank God. But, like, he would mess up, and then she would come, and I'll be like, obviously, I wouldn't want to, like, taint him, like, as badly as I feel.
Because
I'm like, they will still get back together. But like, he did it, he overdid it at this point. I was like, you know what? Even if you get back with this guy,
I
will hate him. And then we went out this night, and then he came out. I don't even know if he was friends with the people we were out with, or he just happened to be there. And then he was saying hi, and I snubbed. Snubbed him. And my friend went, and she was dancing with him. I was like, in my head, I'm thinking, you stupid.
Wow.
Why are you dancing with this one? Like,
wow.
I carry the matter on my head. Like, even if people marry, that's your business. I'm not doing
that. Was actually
crazy.
You know, I don't think I can do that for
with
any
some
of my
friends. Right? Yeah. Like, maybe your friend has. And it can even happen with you. Like, if your friend has, like, told you about something that this guy has done over and over again. Like, it's just one of those things where they not expect you sometimes. Some people might not expect you to forgive him when you forgive him. Like, oh, he's not that bad. Do you understand? You're telling me he's not that bad.
Yeah.
But you just finished giving me all of this. I just kind of feel like, except if, like, I feel like things are really bad. Like, really, really bad. If I feel like maybe I am being embarrassed or mistreated, like, really badly, and I think I can talk to my friends about that. And also, like, if maybe I'm on this place where I feel like I want this relationship to end.
But what if love have blocked your eye, dear?
No, you know, from a guy's perspective, actually, I do share relationship problems with my guys, but we always come at it to find a solution, and that's it. Like, I don't know any of my friends that hold a grudge against a partner.
I think that's the way men operate.
Yeah, which it's funny to me to hear, like, this thing of you would really hold. So a friend of mine, his babe actually had an issue and he tabled the matter. But that was about it.
Babe had an issue.
Yeah, like, he was having an issue with his babe, right? And then we discussed it, but nobody actually went the extra mile and said, were riding out for this babe.
Can no I matter what it is.
Has there not ever been a friend of yours who is dating like a toxic babe?
No. There has been.
And you guys just be like...
No, there has been. But the height of it for us is just saying, guy, leave this babe. After that is it.
I think like, it's because people are not emotionally invested in your friends' relationships.
I think we are. We are, but not to the point where we now start
how exciting it is.
Yeah.
For you and your for your girlfriend to be for your female friend as a girl to have a boyfriend, and they're so cute and everything.
Yeah.
Like we feel everything our friends feel. Mm. Like when they send a gift. You call
no, but we feel all that too now.
Get out. But you just sent me flowers.
I feel like maybe it's just you. Because I remember when we had the guys from Vibes podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast we've had.
Yeah.
Right. I remember like, you know, I can't remember which one of them. But one of them was like talking about how the other one was dating this
someone.
Thank God. Like, so I feel like...
No. We will be happy about it. But what I'm saying is that it stops with him. Like... Everything relating if we have, we don't bother.
If
we see the babe outside,
this babe is treating your guy like rubbish.
Like she was like, slapping your guy. Like,
no, that one is. I've not experienced that
but
one.
But she's treating him like rubbish. Like she's cheating on him left and
no,
right.
Obvious, but that one is just like, we'll see her and won't talk to her. But like that's the height of it.
But
that not talking is part
now.
Of it now.
It's part
no,
of
but
it now.
Going the extra mile to snub, I wouldn't say so.
No, so if
she's coming this way, we'll cross the road.
It's not part of it.
It's very part of it.
For females, then we can walk by him, eye him.
Actually, I've experienced that side. I've experienced that side, and it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice.
When they are.
Yeah, when you just have a bunch of women who are willing to kill you. Because
next
maybe
time
you
mess
just
up.
Maybe you did one or two things
next
that were
time
wrong.
Mess up.
Just one or two things that were wrong.
I love it's one of the things I love about female friendship.
Yeah, you people used to ride out.
Have a squad, like,
you ride out for no reason. No reason.
I love it.
Oh, so another one we had was: will you tell? Are there certain like sexual partners that you might hide from your friend? Maybe you are some you haven't even told your friends about.
Oh yeah,
for
reason. Yeah.
Why won't you tell your friend?
Are these great? Are they smelly?
Is there any issue?
No.
Have your friends been there already?
Give an example.
Actually, let me give a couple examples. One, you know when guys come around and sit down, and you all diss a babe.
Mm. Right? Oh my God!
And then something happens later down the line, and now one thing leads to another, and you and this babe do something. Hmm. You can't come back to the group and say it. You just have to be there quiet. And next time they are dissing, I'll be like, yeah, it's true.
Oh,
but you have to keep
God,
it. You have to take that L. You have to just be quiet about it.
No, but do you know that even in that situation, right, I think it's largely based on my personality.
Yeah.
Because even in that situation, I'll be like, you people, it don't happen.
Mm.
Like,
I mean, after a while, you can chip it in at the
never.
Right
time.
When
I see they hot.
No.
I see they hot.
No.
Oh, in fact, as I'm going to be like, maybe I'll text one person. You won't believe who I'm going to see. I'm ashamed of myself.
Actually,
I'm embarrassed.
Actually, that one does happen sometimes.
And
where
like,
it's like, yo, you guys won't believe where I am. It's like, no. Or maybe when you go back to your ex.
Those kind of things.
Especially when you guys go, like, maybe it was a very sad thing, and then now you've complained.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, you're like, guys, guess where I am? And they're like, no way in hell. Yeah,
I think
honestly,
if you can play, you can talk about anything.
Yeah. But
as
still,
long as...
there are some people that you would actually not admit to doing anything.
Yeah.
With especially
me,
people
with
a reputation.
There are some that I've not admitted to, but it's not because I'm hiding it per se. It's just more like I didn't really take it as seriously. I didn't really think that it was...
Mm-mm.
I didn't think that there was any reason to bring it up.
I don't agree. Because I'm sure that there are ones that I did not take serious too.
But you know, these ones
are embarrassing. That's why.
There's also that.
I don't think, it wasn't for me. Or it wasn't like a thing of like embarrassment.
Yeah.
I think if it was something that maybe continued on for a period of time, I would have been like, I might have eventually said it.
Yeah.
But because they were like, extremely shortly, maybe one time or twice, or maybe I just, sometimes
when speaking from personal experience, sometimes when your guy has his eye out for a babe,
oh, you don't know,
and then you know he has his eye
and
out
then
for
the babe,
but the babe has her eye out for
you,
and then one or
bad.
Two things happen, you can't tell your guy. You have to just take that one quietly until the day that...
Is that not bad?
It's bad, but you have to wait until the day that it's like, okay, we can genuinely all laugh about
but
this.
But won't you like feel, because
no, me, I would tell you.
If it was me, straight, yeah. Like, I would feel like betrayed. Even though nothing is, I might not even feel anything for the guy. The guy might not even be that important to me.
Yeah.
But it might just feel like...
No, but you know that I was going after this person.
You knew I liked this
and
person.
And you watched me.
You knew it.
You no, it's not I like you watched. Myself. I think... Okay,
disgrace my entire lineage.
For me, what happens is that when such a thing happens, I now start convincing my guy why she's not the shit.
Wow, you
be
see,
like, guy,
that.
I think you can do better. I think we should leave
that
this babe.
That is bad.
Hey, listen, humans, that's actually what I would...
Boy.
No, but that's
that
what...
A bad boy.
That is...
A bad boy. What's that?
No, but honestly, in the past, that's what happened. Like, just to, you know, to ease my guilt, I'll convince the guy that she's not
wow,
that important.
Isaac.
And then maybe later on down the
Isaac,
line,
your
I then
should
admit
be Femi. You are a Yoruba demon.
Please.
I've left all that behind.
You should be Femo.
Come on, tell us.
Everybody knows my Yoruba name now. I used to shout it when we started the pod. Jesus, no.
Ayo.
Who's Olayinka there?
No, I don't know who Olayinka is.
Ayo, what's
your name? No, it's Adeyemi now. That's my
Adeyemi. So that sounds like Olayinka. I don't know.
No. Two very different names.
It's supposed to be Adefemi or Ayofemi. No. You see Ayos. If you see
an Ayo run.
If a guy tells you his name is Ayo, take your slippers, dust it.
That's right.
When you hear Kanle, as in Jakpa, especially anything, oh, Ayo Kunle, Ayo Femi, Ayo Tomi, Ayo
Kunle. Any prefix, any Ayo Mide,
Ayo, Ayo, anything, just run.
Just run.
One bastard.
Fair point.
Worst.
Fair point. All right,
we have one.
What about
last
for
one?
You, though? Like,
for me?
Like, in terms of people you've been with. Oh, no, you've said. What about you? Would you?
Have you ever done? Like, not told your friends about, like, a sexual partner that you
and
had?
Then you just hide it?
No. What's there to hide?
I think now, though, all my guys know. Like, we all know.
I don't like hide, per se. I might not talk about it.
Just not bring it up.
If it comes up in conversation, if, like, something similar comes up, like, let's say if you ask me, oh, have you had a one-night stand before? I'll be like, well. Or sometimes, another time when you might not tell your friends, this is a good one. Maybe you guys have a friendship group.
Yeah.
Maybe guys and girls.
Yeah.
And maybe
you will not tell
anybody else.
You have to because it will affect the dynamics. Yeah.
Or maybe
you're sleeping with a married man.
I don't want your friends to judge you.
That
yeah,
one too
well,
is
there's
there.
That.
Yes.
There's that.
Oh, you have a sugar daddy.
Sorry,
I don't want
sugar daddy.
There's that. Or when you maybe your friends like family member or something.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, hey, you know.
Yeah, that was.
Like, hi.
I was about to.
What do you want to expose yourself?
A little bit. You know, but like there was a situation where I was involved with somebody who's fairly famous.
Ah.
Oh.
And he, I mean, obviously, like I couldn't. I mean, a few of my friends knew, but it was like my
guy.
Yeah. Because in that kind of, you don't know who gonna call blog now.
No, be lying.
So in that kind of situation, I had to, you know.
Yeah, that's like.
So you think that if Othello like my sugar daddy, I'll tell anybody?
Well, there's that.
Is this playing?
There's that too.
I'm not telling.
Also, times like maybe when you're with somebody who is in a relationship, you also wouldn't really tell
your
guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
you tell them after, Sha.
Probably.
Be like, then, yo, guys, you would not believe it.
Who I was seeing. They'd be like, what?
Be like, what? Really? I knew. There's always that guy that
knew it.
Yeah.
There's always that guy that knew it.
Anyway, so finally,
yeah.
I think we're talking about faith.
Okay.
And you know what, Isaac, I will even ask you this first. Because when you first started, like, I guess embracing not being Christian anymore.
Yeah.
Were you telling like your friends about it?
Yes, they were. Yeah, we all walked through the whole thing together. So you know, my friendship groups that I actually call my guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only have like one person that is really, really religious, and that's Simi.
Mm-hmm.
But even as religious as he is, he's still very open, very understanding.
Okay.
So with my faith and all that kind of stuff, I spoke about it with my friends. We always used to have those kind of conversations because we all went through a lot of times where it's like, bro, why is life doing this? Why is life doing that?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, I was always comfortable with them. And I think it was also sort of the foundation of where I am now generally with it, to see that people are more than just that religious side. Mm. There is more to people than it. So in terms of faith, people that are my guys, I'm very open about my faith with, or my lack thereof, sure. Yeah. But yeah, people that are my friends, I do talk to them about it. I mean,
you're very open about it on the podcast, so you're very open about it.
Yeah, well, yeah. But one thing I did experience this week was I had a conversation with somebody and I was judged.
Oh.
And it was really interesting because that hadn't happened in a long time. And it was just a reminder that, bro, you're still Nigeria.
Yeah.
Forget all these things that you believe in. But yeah.
I think that it's... I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Okay.
Catch we'll it. Come back. Catch it.
Yeah.
Did it go east or west?
I don't even know. My God.
They are just shook.
Let me just say, with faith,
yeah.
I don't think I've had any like reason... I say to not talk about it with my friends.
Yeah.
I think obviously if my friends are of a different faith, I might not necessarily discuss faith as much with them. Mm,
yeah.
I think Isaac is probably the only person of a different faith, or lack of faith.
Yeah.
That we kind of talk about these things with, mainly because we have this podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just part of like some of the things that we have to talk about sometimes. But like maybe if my friends might not share the same faith with me, I might not necessarily talk about that with them, even though I kind of want to more.
Interesting.
But I think out of sometimes you're trying to be respectful of how somebody else else's faith, and you don't want to like be disrespectful to it, because you know that's like the same way I strongly believe, the same way another person might strongly believe. So I think that's usually that. But other than that, I like talking about faith with my friends.
You know,
I like discussing. I love it.
Writing off English.
Shall write.
I actually agree, because I carry faith on my head, right?
Yeah.
So in a lot of my conversations, especially with like my friends or like when we're talking about how hard life is, somehow I just like unconsciously just like drop a little Jesus here, a little Jesus there. And then I have to catch myself sometimes when I'm speaking to maybe someone who's, you know, Muslim, for instance, because I mean, I'm saying a lot of Jesus and a lot of Holy Spirit and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think that the person I'm talking to determines, you know,
how much
of it I discuss.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Because, like, with my friends that are of the same faith as me, maybe we're all trying to, you know, at least walk that same kind of path. I think, like, it's inevitable that you have those discussions, because even our faith encourages those kinds of fellowship and communication.
It's interesting.
So yeah, I like talking about
because
it.
Because for me, most of my friends are not religious. It's just that
and
a couple
maybe that's
of them,
why you guys are
yeah, yeah and it's just that a couple of them are still in the closet about it, which is quite funny. But a lot of my friends.
Do you know that they're in the closet about it? Like, have they said they
are? We talk about it. The conversation is always around, bro, how do you even manage to be very vocal about these kind of things? Those kind of things. So like my close friends, most of them are not religious. It's just that.
And that actually makes sense. Because our faith, you know, generally what you believe, like, charts the course of your lives, you know, like how you do things. So for instance, if you know that, okay, or if you believe that before I go maybe for an interview, for instance, I have to like go and pray. Or something, like, and I'm talking to my friend about it, my friend is not thinking you're a dummy, like, do you understand? Naturally that person and I would be closer, because even if you forget, person will be like, have you gone to go and pray? If you now who's not religious, if your friend is telling you, guy, go and pray, you're like,
that never even comes up.
Do you know, like, it would be difficult for you people to be as close as.
And I think, like, people even have those kind of conversations because, you know, you're still trying to grow in your faith as well. And there's some things that, like, you might not always understand. If you now discuss with your friend about it, they might be able to shed some light. So, personally, I love talking about faith with my friends. I love it. In fact, a lot of times it just comes up in conversation.
But you know, even thinking back to uni days, we used to encourage our Christian friends to still go to church and do Bible study and stuff, even though we weren't religious. Like, our friendship was just that way, where we knew that oh, yo, it's Wednesday, it should be a Bible study, so you please be going. And sometimes when they also just want to, like, obviously they don't preach to us, but when they just want to talk about the Bible or bounce ideas, we're always very open about it. And I think that was where my foundation for this thing, where people are more than that, started to build. Because regardless of the difference in beliefs, we could still have genuine conversations.
I have a question for you. Like, if a friend of yours who's not, you know, religious or not, doesn't have a particular faith, tells you maybe that you're leading towards a certain faith now. Like, maybe you've already always known.
Yeah.
Like, maybe from even the beginning when you're already feeling how you were feeling, this person was feeling the same way. And then one day, just be like, maybe you guys are talking and then they're just like, bro, Omo, I feel like I'm leaning towards this area. I feel like, how do you feel like you might react or you might take it?
So,
especially if it's someone that you know for the longest.
Yeah, I've experienced that actually. Oh. A friend of mine, we used to be on this vibe together, but then something happened in his family and then it was a very down time. And then years later, when we actually started talking again, I found out that he was now strongly religious, basically because he lost somebody and all that kind of stuff. And it was quite funny to me, but I was very happy that we're able to talk about it.
Okay.
Because like I said, it took a while because of where we were before and where he is now. But in that moment, I still found that I didn't love him any less. I was still very happy for him. And I still enjoyed the friendship we had, and it even became richer because it's like, now we can talk about faith, but from the two sides of it, because it's like, we used to do this before, but now you're on this side. Like, what led you there? How does it feel? In fact, that was one of the conversations we had, like, why do you feel this way now? How come compared to when you were before? And so the conversations are usually just around education, as opposed to,
do you feel like if you started by chance leaning towards a particular faith, do you think you'd be able to, like, from the beginning tell your friends like, oh, this is what's going on in my life in this particular area? Do you
100%.
Feel, do you feel like maybe you might be able to share without it feeling like
I'm being judged, or like,
not necessarily judged per se,
but like being so conscious, like,
yeah, like, will it be surprising to them? Will it be...
Will it be surprising? Yes. But will they take it in good faith? Yeah, they will. It's just that...
Yeah.
I think if I was to even just based on this pod now, if I was to turn around and become extremely religious, I'll be very vocal about it.
Okay.
Because I think, like, the shame of a religious stance is something I've already beaten.
Okay.
Right, like back in the day when I knew how I felt, but I couldn't say because Nigeria. I've passed that stage now. If tomorrow I'm a pastor and I start preaching in church, you guys will know. Something? Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, but I have no shame in what in I believe
that.
In.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go. So there are things that we feel comfortable discussing with our friends.
There are things that we don't.
Feel are more personal. You know, we want to know what you guys think. Are there certain things? What are the things that you'll be willing to discuss with your friend about? Will you talk to your close friends about your body count, about your faith, about...
Wait, so quick question. All your friends know your body count?
I don't even know my body count. No, it's not because it's too much, just because I've never started out to count. What am I counting?
Like, you know, I agree. I know exactly what you mean. Like sometimes you sit down and you start counting and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's how remember.
Exactly. Be like, oh, yes.
I feel you. But I also think that, like, if somebody is your friend, again, your friend, not an acquaintance, casual friend, guy. Like your guy, I don't think there's anything you cannot talk to them about.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like it hasn't come up in the conversation per se.
Yeah.
One of my friends knows, but honestly, I think she has forgotten. If you ask her, she probably would not remember. And, well, you know, I shared with my partner, of course, so he knows. So yeah, like, but any of my other friends, it hasn't come up in conversation.
But you know how,
so if they did mention, like, you know, they were like, ah, what's your, depending on the vibe of the conversation,
you
I
can.
Might be like, eh, okay, yeah, this is
no, but you know, when you actually have really good friends, almost nothing is off the table.
Yeah.
I remember the time I had this thing they call jedi pals, and for the longest time I'll be with my guys and I couldn't sit down, and when I eventually said what it was the funniest conversation. And at first I was so embarrassed, but having the conversation in that moment was when I realized, I can't tell you guys any damn thing, yeah, and I feel question. Good
Actually,
about.
This is another one.
Yeah.
If you had a serious health situation.
Yes.
A serious one.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, in time, you might be able to talk to your friends about it, but do you feel like from the moment when you find out that you'll be open with your friends about it?
Yes. No.
100%. As I'm finding out, God forbid that happens, as I'm meeting doctors of you people.
Exactly, straight into the group chat.
Like, straight.
I would say, like, maybe why some people might not, or yeah. Why some people. So, like, there's a show I'm watching, right? And on the show, it's a reality show.
Yeah.
One of the ladies just discovered that she has cancer.
Oh.
Right. But at this moment, she's a nurse, so she knows she found some lumps, and, you know, she kind of like. Could already kind of figure that there's something very wrong.
Yeah.
And even though she's going through it, she doesn't particularly want to tell her friend. In fact, she said she even almost didn't want to continue filming. Of course, filming it now, they probably know about it already. But at the time when they were filming it, she didn't want to say anything yet because there was a certain, she didn't want, I think some people don't want the reaction to change from.
Oh, to pity.
To pity.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes people don't initially share certain health issues with their friends because either they don't want to feel pity, maybe they don't want to feel like, they don't want to feel sick. Like, you know, when...
I mean, yeah, it's very valid. It's very valid.
Yeah.
But I feel like at the end of the day, like, even there's no way they will not feel bad for you, right?
Yeah. But maybe they're
because,
not ready.
Because it's... It's life. Yeah. It's a touchy stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to feel bad for you. But like, if you notice that they are like pitying you, just say, guy, I don't want to.
Like, let's move past it, right?
Do you understand? Yeah. Like, as long as the friendship is friendship.
Yeah. You know, honestly, actually, thinking about it now, like I said with this pulse thing, when I told my guys, it was funny. And I know now that if I were to have a life-threatening disease, I would want them to know because I know that I would go out laughing with those guys.
Right,
like you could tell from that episode, like there was nothing we couldn't make fun about.
Yeah.
As long as you know, like it's from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when I remember when I was, and I even said it on the pod, when there was a period where management wasn't happy because my sex life wasn't, I wasn't quite.
I'm sorry, I have a question. Is management your friend? Like management is the
management
name of...
is
no, is my is the is person that I'm friend. Under contract with right now.
Hello.
I'm employed.
Do you know I was about to like lose my shit.
Second time, we keep on saying
I'm here,
management.
I was about to die.
No, that's what we say to save.
To our partners.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
But yes, where I'm going is just that, like even things like that, I tell them because I don't. Man, a problem shared is a problem half solved.
Yeah,
and most times when you share it, it just feels...
But you know, I think like last slasher, you know, a lot of times, God forbid, maybe not face those kind of health issues that would be bad. But
tough,
I think that, you know, I guess it's, to be honest, it really does depend on how you feel at that particular moment in time when it does happen.
Yeah.
I think some things people don't share. I think there are some things that have like stigmas to it.
Whereby
no matter what, they won't share with with people that are closest to them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but...
Like, imagine you have HIV now.
No, that people, one is a permanent, some people, is a permanent
some people
thing.
Some people will not discuss it with their friend.
I don't even want my friend to discuss with me there.
Oh, well, see, this is the reason why some people will not discuss it with their friend.
No. Actually, and it's not because of them. It's because of me. Like, I would still love you and everything. It's just like, now I'll be like,
you feel
extra
like you
conscious.
Change,
like, if you now have a cut... I won't rush to you anymore. Like I won't rush to check that
you'll
you're
be
fine.
Careful.
I would like stay back a bit. Like I don't know if I
actually,
want
this,
to react.
This is a good point to remind you guys.
Yeah.
If you know anybody that has HIV and is under 30, please, I would love to have that conversation.
Ready, is open to talk
yeah,
about
and is open
it.
To talking about it, please.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. You guys, let us know what you guys think. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I'll keep from
you guys.
Guys
I feel
though.
Like a hypocrite a bit. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because we've been here talking about, I can talk about this, I can talk about this. As much as I can talk about stuff, I rarely talk about stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm open, but I'm guarded. So if,
those people.
If like, my friend doesn't ask, and I'm usually the happy girl person, you know, like, in a group of friends, I'm the one that's shining teeth, and I'm just, like, catching the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't come up, then...
You won't bring it up?
Yeah.
So you don't, like, table your matter with your guys?
I really do.
Oh.
I mean, if I really do, to be honest. Like, if it comes up in a conversation, if we're discussing it, so, for instance, if we're discussing money, then yeah, I can. But I wouldn't be the one to say, ah, you people, I'm so poor. Nah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's very... Ah. And I think it's because I know, like, anything they're going to tell me, I already know it. So I'm just like, okay, that's cool.
Right, okay. You know, I feel you
on that, but me, I just like hearing it.
So, you know, I feel like this is also another reason why some people might not necessarily share about certain things. It might just be because they don't...
They're not comfortable, really.
Maybe they don't even want to be center of attention sometimes. Maybe they don't want their issues to just be out there like that.
Well, it's for me, Sha, it's not really about the center of attention. I don't mind being the center of attention.
You just
love
just,
on me.
It doesn't come naturally.
Give me your money. Pity me. Help me. Donate for me. Open what that thing called
GoFundMe.
I love it. It just doesn't come naturally. I'm not a talker. Fair. I think I'm used to being talked to.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah, so it doesn't like, okay, so I have a problem now. Nah,
actually, I can relate to that though. Because I enjoy listening to people. You gain so much when you just listen to people.
I'm used to, you know, because people think I'm always happy. So they call, oh, happy.
Also, Isaac, I want to even remind you that when you went through that Ponzi scheme,
you didn't tell me for a year. But I told my guys.
But you need to also, I'm not considering your clothes. Wow.
No, it's entirely different.
It's good. Let me explain this out here.
Let me explain why I didn't tell you. Because of this thing she said earlier on about, there are sometimes when you said it. Sometimes when you tell people certain things, they look and this pity thing comes. And then also there's this thing where you're different people to different people, right?
Yeah.
So part of the reasons, and even... This is even interesting for transparency, Sha. Part of the reasons I didn't tell you was something you even said when I did say it. Like, I'm the last person you would expect such a thing to happen to.
Yeah, but like, even though you were the last person I expected it to happen to, I feel like for a lot of people still probably expected you to be the last person that you happened to.
Yeah, I know, but
to.
That's the thing. Getting to the point of being that vulnerable with all of you guys that are listening took me a whole year.
I'm
but
not talking about
guys,
people that listen. I'm talking about me.
Yeah, well.
Because we've been talking about how, oh yeah, we should be open with our guy, with our kinikon. But you kept it secret for a year.
Sorry.
He was going through this whole depressive period.
Sorry.
I'm coming to record with him every Saturday. Uh-huh. He's being depressed, right? And he's not talking about it.
No, but you know.
So now, if God forbid, thank God you were not like at the point where you're feeling suicidal. But can you imagine if something had happened to him, like maybe he did, like so he
no, but can we focus
he
on the
himself.
Fact that
I'm just saying, do you know how that would have fucked me?
No, I know, but can we focus on the fact that I actually held myself for 1 year and I still showed up?
That's not what we're talking about. You were showing up with half health. Exactly.
Half.
You're showing up half. Is that supposed to be
used
to for you?
Yes.
Am I supposed to clap for you?
Instead of full Isaac to come every Saturday.
Like,
is
that, not, it's half.
For me.
Is
the act. Did not come.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, you know, that after I up to him, I say, I think it's
imagine.
Wrong. I think it's wrong. That you know
what? I have no excuse.
Thank you.
I have no excuse.
Thank you for that.
Anyway, those families.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. You called my bullshit on that one. I have no excuse.
Thank
I should
you.
Have told you earlier.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess this comes to the end of our episode.
Yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll do our song recommendations now. Omoti.
Yes.
Ma,
yes.
Drop it like it's hot.
Wahalo. First things first. I just also remember that I love Asake so much. So.
Oh, okay.
We'll do. Which one?
The one with
Tumbo Tumbo.
The latest one that just came out.
Yeah. I mean, just based on that latest one that just came out, I should say Tiwa is hot.
No, she is. She's very.
Like, I had to go and Google
good
how
morning,
old she
happy
was.
Good morning, happy New Year.
As
no. Well, sometimes you take it for granted.
Yeah, because
but,
you see
yeah,
her so
like,
much.
But then I googled how old she was, and I was like, how?
Yeah, she's now 40.
How?
But that's how it is nowadays. Yeah. Now, young, this we're not people are not old like in their 40s.
Yeah,
well,
true. When there are plenty of doctors everywhere, even, so you think that me too? When I'm my 40s, now even if my body don't want to agree,
ah, no,
you will get
my
to
money.
Agree.
You will agree. Are you joking?
I totally understand you.
All right, so what's your recommendation now? Pick one.
It's so hard. Maybe we should go and come back to me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, so okay. Mine, before I even say what mine is. So my goat dropped an album, More Love, Less Ego.
Who is that?
Whiskey. And I don't know. I tried. Right.
You didn't even enjoy it.
I tried.
You know, I've
noticed
that Wizkid is the kind of artist that I think his music grows on you.
They say his music is fertilizer.
Actually, for this one, do you remember Sounds from the Other Side? It was an album he dropped a long time ago, like 2013 or so. So that's the kind of vibe I'm getting. It hasn't grown on me yet. I'm trying. It's very sexual. And I think it explains why it's purple, because the last person, like, that's Omalay vibe. I don't know if you've seen the album cover. But anybody that's seen the album cover.
Omalay's album cover.
Wait, let me show you.
I've seen the cover of the More Money.
It just has an Omalay vibe to it. But anyway, the album is extremely sexual. And this, I didn't think that would be what I would be getting from all of. He has three kids.
Yeah, but like I just thought maybe he vomited and was like,
get out. But yeah, okay, my song recommendation from that is Special with Don Toliver. That's the one that has stood out so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other one?
Yes, another one would be Flower Pads.
By
on the same album. This is Wizkid and there's, I don't know if it was Spanish this lady was speaking, but it's a very oof. And then the last one, the song doesn't make any sense to me. Right, it's like drinking beer, wine, and vodka all after, like one after the other on the night out. It's wow. He has He has Wizkid, Naira Marley, and Skepta.
I liked that song actually.
I didn't get it. I liked it a lot.
I just heard it today.
I felt like there was too much going on.
I actually felt like it worked. I felt like it really worked. I loved Naira Marley's. I mean, it was sexual, but
It was.
I liked Skepta. Skepta was great too.
Do you remember this song by
Wizkid? You sound like you like Chaos.
Yeah, she does.
Because I don't even know how all those things.
Do you remember this song by Wizkid and Ice Prince back in the day? Ah, shit. What's the name?
Dondo. No, it's not Dondo.
No, it wasn't Dondo. You know what? Say your song recommendation. I'm going somewhere with this.
All right. My song recommendations are Newborn Fella by Bella Shmurda.
Okay.
I feel like I really, really heard that song recently. Like, I've been hearing it since,
yeah.
But I really heard it and I was like, chorus song. And second one is Tables Turn by Oxlade featuring Mologo.
Okay.
And finally, last one is I Am featuring, by Baby Tate. Baby Tate featuring Flo Milli.
Baby Tate and Flo Milli, okay.
Is affirmation. You're saying, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am rich, I am
what's
that
yours
bitch.
Now?
I think I've been on a rock because people are saying new songs that I've not even heard about. My song recommendations are number one, Electricity.
Okay.
Number two. Give me
your hand and shoulder. She loves that song.
Number three.
Oh.
I need you.
Oh, that's a nice song.
Okay, yeah, she.
Number four.
P-Bye.
Peace be unto you.
Oh.
Okay. By the way, Asake has not dropped his concert date yet.
He has now.
He has? What is it?
Okay, no, he hasn't. But I've seen him on a poster for something.
I don't know, but the day he drops it,
you are just waiting.
I don't know if I want to attend that.
You will attend though.
You know why I don't want to attend it? Because I know that the whole of Lagos will be there.
Yes.
And I might just not have a good time.
You will.
I might just not have a good
the
time.
The traffic to get there first.
Yes, exactly.
Leave yourself
entering.
So the song I was talking about is this song called Commotion, Wizkid and Ice Prince. You guys gotta listen to it. One
is
person
it
is talking about song.
No, it's old.
One person is singing on a different trajectory. One person is rapping on a different trajectory. Like,
I like that wild song, actually. I can't believe it. But I listened to it once, like literally just today, and I was like, what song is this? And I was feeling
I'll recommend
I'm
it.
I'm never even
not
like that into like Naira Marley like that. But I think maybe it was the way he delivered it that I liked.
Why is Naira falling?
I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. So yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, so before we go, guys, please fill out that form.
Yeah, we have our end of year form. Basically we want to our final episode we're going to like, you know, we're just checking to see how everybody's year went. We're kind of doing like it together. So we have the form on our link tree.
Yeah. Okay,
so please
also,
fill it up.
I haven't said this yet, but I'm going to make the announcement now. It's a surprise. Actually, no, I'll do it next week.
What?
Never mind.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't even know either. Okay. It's something I want to do this year, Christmas. I'll say it next weekend. Okay. Remind me, guys. But yeah.
All right. Well, Omoti.
Thank you.
It's
for
been
coming.
A pleasure.
Leave the scripts if
like,
you
like. I'm trying. I feel like you even got Isaac on his toes a little bit. You are a vibe, as you always are. Thank you
thank
so
you guys
much.
For having me.
Like, I'm so
time.
Glad that this has finally happened.
Me yeah. too. Road to 30. And I ain't even 30 yet.
So thank you guys once again. Have a lovely week.
Yes.
All right.
No, it's almost your birthday.
Someone said it's almost my birthday.
Me too. It's almost my birthday. My birthday is in January.
That's not almost.
It's almost. It's like 2 months.
Well, I wow. feel you, Sha, because okay. me too. Like when it's September, I'm already saying, my birthday is coming.
Right? I cannot relate.
Yes, my birthday is coming, you guys.
Sorry, I don't know what it feels like
November.
To be mature, Isaac.
21st November, you guys will send me.
Yeah. Okay, guys. See you guys next week.
Speak to you. You mean? Where are you seeing them?
Abused.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
speak
next
to
week.
You next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.